The healing ceremony that was supposed to be held today at Red Lake High School in Minnesota was put off until Monday so that investigators could check out a reported threat of a gun on school premises. Red Lake was the scene of the school shooting last month. Student Jeff Weiss shot 7 people at the school, as well as his grandfather and his grandfather's partner, before turning the gun on himself. High school classes, which were set to resume on Monday, have now been pushed back to Tuesday. Reporter Dan Gunderson of Minnesota Public Radio has been talking with people on the Red Lake Indian Reservation and joins us from nearby Bemidji. And Dan, tell us first a bit about this threat of a gun at the school itself.
Well, there was a report apparently to law enforcement officials. They're not releasing much information about it except that they called it uncorroborated evidence that there was a weapon in the school. And so there was an extensive search of the school yesterday into last night. They searched crawl spaces, heating ventilation ducts, up in the ceiling tiles, lockers, desks, everywhere they could think of, and found nothing out of the ordinary.
This does seem like an especially cruel turn for a community that's been so traumatized already, and at a moment when they were supposed to be getting back on the path with this healing ceremony to have this happen.
Yeah, it really was. And a lot of people that I talked to said it was just like whiplash or a roller coaster. And Red Lake Tribal Public Safety Director Pat Mills talked about that a little bit last night. He said their emotions have been jerked one way and then another. Here's a little bit of what Pat Mills had to say.
It is a roller coaster. You know, when the first incident came about, you know, we were up high. Then we kind of got down low again. We thought we'd get things going. And then with the rumors coming in and then we go back up and we go back down. And that's the same way with the people. We're not given the time to heal, in a sense, because it's constantly a fear from one level to the other level.
Dan, with classes now scheduled to resume on Tuesday at the high school, what have you heard from students as you've talked to them on the reservation about whether they're ready to go back?
Well, some students are saying they are ready to go back. They want to get back in the school. In fact, one of the students who was wounded in this incident has said that he wants to be the first student to walk back into that school. And so officials are trying to make arrangements for him to lead everyone into the school when they go in as part of the healing ceremony. Other kids say they're still having nightmares. One young man said just being near the school made him feel lightheaded.
I read the comments of a staffer at the high school who told the school board this week that they'd be lucky if half of the students come back this year, half the students.
That's right, and a number of people in the school district have confirmed that that is what they think will likely happen. And so the school board has agreed to make arrangements to help the children who are afraid to come back to school with some in-home programs so they can keep up with their studies. And there's a number of things the school board is still trying to work out in terms of how students will get credit for school, the time that they've missed from school, and if they don't return to school for the rest of the year, how that will be resolved in terms of getting credit toward graduating from high school.
Dan, let's talk a bit about the investigation into the shooting. Originally, this was believed to be the work of just Jeff Weiss, the 16-year-old shooter, and then the arrest came of the son of the tribal chairman on the reservation, also 16 years old, which raised a lot of questions about whether more students might have known about the plot. What have you heard about that?
Well, at this point, there's much more speculation than fact regarding the investigation. The FBI has been very tight-lipped. We do know that the FBI has seized a number of computers from the school and also has seized computers from a number of homes on the reservation. So clearly they're examining what connections there may have been with a number of students. But at this point, we really don't have any idea how many students may be involved. The numbers anywhere from 3 or 4 up to 20 have been tossed around.
That's got to lend just a whole different contour to this event. As disturbing as it was originally, the notion that others may have known about it would make things even more disturbing, I would think.
Well, that's what a lot of people are wrestling with as they try to go back to school. You know, you want going back to school after an event like this to be something that is a sense of normalcy. But a lot of people are feeling a lot of fear and anxiety because this hasn't been resolved. And until they really know with some certainty that there are no more people who were involved in this in a conspiracy still out there, there is going to be fear and anxiety, both among children and parents.
Dan, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Dan Gunderson of Minnesota Public Radio talking with us from Bemidji.